Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. This past Tuesday, as I stopped at an intersection in downtown LA, I saw two people walking by. The person in front was using a white walking stick to find his way, while the person behind him was grabbing onto his arm as she followed him closely. They were both blind, and there they were, fighting their way through pedestrians and traffic. What I saw struck me as both wonderful and frightening. Wonderful for this demonstration of trust and care and courage. Frightening for the perils this couple was experiencing as they navigated through the streets. Seeing is important. We live in a world that relies greatly on our ability to see. I know in these past few years, several of you have sent in prayer requests because of ailments with your eyes, or you were going in for cataract surgery. We guard our ability to see very dearly. Seeing is important because it helps us confirm what is real and what is happening around us. Last week, we heard Holly preach on how important seeing was for Thomas, how Thomas just wanted to see the hands of Jesus in order to believe. If only he could see, he would believe. Yet in our gospel reading today, we see how limiting seeing only with our eyes can be, and how Jesus teaches us to see in a wholly different way. On that Easter Sunday, Cleopas and another disciple were walking from Jerusalem to their home in Emmaus. They were deflated and puzzled from what had just happened. Jesus appeared to them, although they couldn't see him, at least not quite yet. We don't know exactly what kept them from recognizing Jesus that day. We do know, and perhaps Jesus knew, that they had been trying very hard to see. After all, these two told Jesus that they saw Jesus die, and that the women did not find with their eyes Jesus in the tomb, and that others went to confirm and could not and did not see him. They were trying really hard to see Jesus. They wanted so badly to see him because they had hoped that Jesus was the one to redeem Israel, to bring liberation to the Jews from the Romans. If only they could see Jesus with their very own eyes, their hope would be restored. But then, something wonderful happened. It got dark. They had been walking and talking, and by the time the three of them arrived at Emmaus, it was night. The two disciples were concerned for the stranger, that in the dark of the night, he might not be safe, nor be able to see. Or perhaps he might be hungry or tired. So they insisted on inviting him in and urged him strongly to stay the night. They cared for him. Jesus, the stranger, experiencing their kindness. Then during dinner, Jesus, the stranger, took the bread, blessed and broke it, and then gave it to them. It was his gesture of love in response to their hospitality. And at that moment, they finally recognized that the stranger was Jesus. It was through Jesus' action that they saw him and recognized him. Perhaps what they saw reminded them of the Last Supper that they had shared, just a few days before, when Jesus not only fed them, but also tenderly washed their feet. So perhaps their eyes were opened because they felt Jesus and experienced the same love they felt on Maundy Thursday. Or perhaps Jesus' actions reminded him of the miracle of loaves and fishes, when Jesus also took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it not only to them, but also to 5,000 others who were in need. And at that moment, in their home, they recognized this stranger as Jesus, who loved and cared and provided for those in need. So as much as they were trying to see Jesus, it was when they felt him in their hearts that they finally recognized him. Saint Benedict once wrote, "Listen with the eyes of your heart." And we started this worship service with the prayer, "O Lord, open the eyes of our faith." Jesus, in our gospel reading last week, said, "Blessed are those who do not see, yet believe." So these are all encouragements for us, that even though we may not see God with our eyes, we can experience God through the eyes of our heart and the eyes of our faith. Sometimes we try so hard to see. We squint, or we put on our reading glasses, or we move a little closer to get a better look. But there is a difference between relying on seeing with our eyes versus seeing with our hearts. Just like these two disciples who couldn't see Jesus until they experienced his love, we often do not see until we feel or we experience. About 3 years ago, my dad started losing his vision. He first noticed it when he and my mom were playing table tennis at their local senior rec center in Taipei. He thought that my mom's shots began to have extra zip on them because it was harder for him to return her shots. And no, my mom was not bulking up on steroids or performance-enhancing drugs. And then it became more difficult for him to find the right buttons on the elevator or the keyhole to the doors. Something was not right. An MRI revealed that there was degeneration in the visual cortex in his brain, and his brain was slowly losing its ability to process what his eyes were seeing. I share this because as he was losing his ability to see, he became increasingly reliant on my mom to help him see and get around. And certainly, he has felt frustration and sadness and anger. But at the same time, I also noticed a change in him. He has always been a kind man, but sometimes a rather unexpressive one. But when I talked to my parents on video calls or when I visited them, I would hear him say more and more, "I'm so thankful for your mom. I appreciate her care for me," which is kind of rare for him to say all that. What has changed is how he more readily expresses gratitude for those who care for him, and especially for my mom. Now, my dad may not see as well, but he can still see the kindness and love of my mom and of the people around him. And he sees that much more clearly now. So more and more, he's learning to see with the eyes of his heart. Sometimes we see so much more clearly with the eyes of our heart. So in what areas in our lives might we be relying too much on seeing with our eyes? Perhaps we have been trying too hard in our familiar ways to see God, and these familiar ways might actually keep us from experiencing God. Like the disciples at the beginning of the story who thought they knew how to see but couldn't see Jesus. Perhaps with our usual ways of seeing, we do not see Jesus who might already be in our midst. So how might we open the eyes of our heart to experience God in our midst? And might we be the windows of faith through which others can also see God? If the disciples recognized Jesus through the grace of the breaking of the bread, what are our own actions that can be ways through which others can see God? How are we in our lives taking bread, giving thanks and breaking the bread, and then giving it to others? We just might be the eyes of faith for others to see God. Seeing is important. May God open our eyes of faith to see and experience God, and may we be windows of faith through which others can see and experience God. Amen.